Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Happy Sabbath. Shalom. It's so nice to have all of you all with us this morning. We're very glad that you're here. Thank you for joining us, and we certainly do appreciate you being here this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, we've got a lot to cover this morning, and we don't want to waste any precious time doing so. We're going to go momentarily to Principal LeBron to give us our welcome and purpose this morning. Today is our Miracle Prayer Day program. Miracle Prayer Day program. Miracle Prayer Day program. So if you are standing in the need of a miracle, you already had a miracle if you're under the sound of my voice and you woke up this morning, God has given you a miracle. So what today... Principal LeBron is going to come on for our Miracle Prayer Day program to let you know that the blessings are still here. God is still in the miracle working business despite the chaos that seems to be going on around the world. God is still in charge. And so let's go ahead right now and bring in Principal LeBron, and she will give us our welcome this morning and our purpose. Good morning, Principal LeBron. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the day, like Dr. Walker said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to see what God has in store for us, the miracles that he has for us. We have a dynamic, inspirational speaker that is coming on later on, Dr. Dorando Ritchie. You'll hear from her. And you will hear from, you know, we have songs of meditation, we have prayers, intercession prayers, praise reports, lots of blessings that we are going to just sit back and receive the blessing that God has for us. So again, be that digital disciple and call your friends. Text your friends and families and loved ones. Have them hop on to this program so that they can also receive a miracle today. I know I'm in the need of a miracle. Later on, you'll probably hear, you know, what God has done for me and what he will continue to do. But he has a special miracle in store for you. Again, we say welcome to everyone that has come on this morning.
Amen, amen. Thank you. We certainly look forward to your early morning testimony, which will be coming to us momentarily. Let's go ahead this morning after we've had that welcome and purpose for the miracles in our lives. Then and be specific. Tell God what you want specifically to, as a miracle in your life, and trust that he will do it for you. And if he chooses not to, we just remember that his will be done, not our will, but his will be done, because all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Let's go ahead now and bring in Brother Lorenzo, who's going to give us our opening prayer. Good morning, Brother Lorenzo. Nice to have you with us this morning. Thank you for joining us. Brother Lorenzo. Brother Lorenzo? All right, let's go over to, perhaps he's on mute. We're going to switch over and go to, let's bring in Pastor Rose. Yes, good morning. Can you hear us?
Yes, I was on mute. I tried to, I don't know. Good morning, everyone. Hello? Can everybody hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead and give us our opening prayer, please.
Okay. Oh, Lord, bless us this morning as we come here early in the morning to praise your name. Bless all the people on this show and bless all the people in great need of prayer, especially the 5,500 people that are homeless in North Carolina and abroad. Oh, Lord, give them the strength to keep hope alive and let them keep their spirit to crave over you so they can find hope and let them have that twinkle back in their eye so they can be more than what they have become. Don't let none of the problems that they have overcome them. Let them search your word so they can get strength. And bless all the people in war-torn areas of the third world. I know it's hard over there, and it's been hitting my heart a lot. So give them the strength to carry on. I have all these things that people go through in their life that are turbulent, and sometimes they overcome them. But let them see another light in your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Brother. We certainly do appreciate you being with us this morning. All right, let's go ahead now and bring in our scripture reading and interpretation this morning, which will be done by Sister Eva Bartley. Sister Bartley, nice to have you with us this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be alive and to see another day. The scripture that the Lord gave me is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. And we're talking about the light. Isaiah 9, verse 2 says, "The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Isaiah was called to prophesy of the great deliverer who would save his people from their sins. The people of Israel were steeped in apostasy and walking in darkness and gloom, but Isaiah spoke of a coming Messiah who would not only bring light with him, but would be the light of lights. He would be the light of the world to the people who walked in darkness. He would give light to every man coming into the world. The light of which Isaiah prophesied was to be so brilliant that it was to embrace every man, woman, and child born into this world. It was to be a light that extended back to a time before the worlds were made, and it was to be a glittering light that reached forward into the farthest extremities and widest dimensions of the eternal ages to come. It was to be a light that would blaze its illuminating rays throughout this shrouded world, and the dark blackness that envelops the world would never overcome it. Jesus came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel as their Messiah and King, but he also came as a sin substitute for the whole world, for you and for me. He came as the light of the world, the life-giving light of men, the brilliant light that shines in the darkness. Jesus came as the true light who came into the world to enlighten every man so that all who believe in him will not remain in darkness. And I pray that you all receive a blessing from the word this morning. And thank you for allowing me to present the scripture today.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Eva Bartley, for that beautiful scripture, the Word of God, and for that interpretation as well. Thank you so very much. The light, Isaiah 9, 2. All right, continuing with our program this morning, we're going to go right now with our food for thought, and we're going to bring in Sister Sparkles to give us our food for thought. Sister Sparkles, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and good morning to our listening audience. Psalms 30 and 4 says, sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. This is from the English Standard Version. Saints, let us profess together, today is the best day of my life. This year is the best year of my life with God. We claim spiritual greatness, physical greatness, financial greatness, emotional greatness, mental greatness, and social greatness, and a long, peaceful, and prosperous life with God. I want us to believe the words we are professing and claim it. Today's food for thought is titled, Is Your Light Shining? Have you ever thought about how others see you? Better yet, have you given thought about how you wish to be seen? As believers, we are ambassadors for Christ. Our lives should be like a billboard, standing tall and shining bright. I would suggest not only should our lives be shining bright like a billboard, but our lives should be like a business card. You see, a business card is small, but is a very effective form of personal advertising. Unlike a billboard, which is stationary, a business card is movable. As believers, we should not be stationary, but our lives should be in constant motion. We should be taking advantage of every opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others. We should be witnessing to the lost, extending a helping hand to the underserved in our communities, and loving humanity. We should be spreading the love of God to all mankind. I see myself as a business card, and I would like to share with you these thoughts. So if you would, listen and visualize as I share these words of how I see myself as a business card. My smile is my logo. My personality is my business card. How I leave others feeling after having an experience with me is my trademark. I want my smile to reflect God's awesome workmanship in creating me just as I am. I want my personality to exemplify God's Holy Spirit living within me. I want my words, actions, and deeds to model Jesus as I live out my life here on earth. For my desire is to leave my footprint on each person's heart that crosses my path, that they would remember me for my acts of kindness and love. I encourage each of you to think of yourselves as that of a business card. Ever present, personable while engaging with others, letting the love of Christ radiate through your words, actions, and deeds. May mankind say of you, you made a difference in the lives of others who crossed your path in this life. Blessings to all until we meet again. God bless, Sister Sparkles.
Amen.
Thank you. I would like quickly to to say a word of encouragement to someone. I would like to encourage someone who is listening this morning who wants to participate in this ministry, to step out on faith and join us in this ministry. You might feel you don't have what it takes to be successful or feel too shy to speak or sing. I can speak from experience. I, too, was one who felt like I couldn't speak up or speak out amongst people. But I had a heart to serve. I stepped out on faith, trusted God to anoint my words and bless my efforts for His glory. In just a few months, I can see how God has and continues to mature me as I do His work. Praise God. It's all God. Join us. We need you to participate in this ministry as we learn, grow, and share the love of Jesus with others. God bless. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that. And the words of encouragement as well, along with your food for thought. At this time, we're going to go with an early morning testimony from from Principal LeBron, who will be bringing us what God has done and continues to do for her. Principal LeBron, welcome once again.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm just living testimony because last week, okay, with the Thanksgiving holidays that we went through, we went to Miami, Florida with my family, my daughters, my daughter and Nick, and we went to just, you know, have a good time at my other daughter that's in Miami and her in-laws. And you know, with some friends. And by the time we got there, I was helping, just setting up the table and, you know, setting up things. And I told my son, I said, Nick, I don't feel well. I just kind of feel dizzy. And he said, Mommy, okay, just go ahead and sit down and we'll take care of the rest. And so I did just that, and we were fine. You know, I had Thanksgiving. And then we're supposed to leave on Friday morning, but we have to just, you know, let's just go ahead and spend the weekend there. Well, Saturday evening, when we were going to leave a second time, all of a sudden I just took ill. You know, I was throwing up, I had diarrhea, and it's just that I was really, really dizzy. You know, both my daughter and my son to help me back into bed, and just I don't know what was going on. It's just I couldn't even, you know, hold up myself and walk by myself, just from the bathroom to the bed, and I was like, oh Lord, what am I gonna do? We have to drive back. We're supposed to be driving back, so you know, I realized that. Had we took the road, you know, that, you know, on Saturday afternoon, it would have been just, you know, maybe we could have gotten into a horrific accident or something. But so the next morning I got up and I was fine. You know, it was as if, you know, during the night, it was like, Lord, heal me because I need to continue on the road. And he did just that. You know, I got up and I felt fine, and we were, we continued on the road, and maybe 20 minutes now, at our arrival, yeah, I told my daughter, I don't feel well, so for her to take the rest of the road. And when we got home, we went to the doctor, and the doctor took, you know, a list of different tests, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, all kind, COVID, you name it, they took it. And but everything, praise God, was negative. So I praise God for what He has done and what He's continued to do. I took this week to kind of rest, And just, you know, I can just see the hands of God on me, because if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be. You know, I could have died, you know, maybe on this way back, but, you know, he kept me alive for a purpose. And I praise him for what he has done and what he's continued to do, the miracles that he's continued to do. I'm still not 100%, but I'm praising him that I am alive, and that I know I will get better, that he will continue to heal me and restore me back to my health. I'll be able to go back to school on Monday and resume my activities. So continue to pray for me, continue to pray for my family, that that I will be restored. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Principal LeBron, we're so grateful that you made it back safely, and that you did have your daughter in the car that could drive. And that's a blessing in itself, someone that could take over the wheel. And, you know, with her saying that, let's all remember that God is at the wheel. And even when we are not at our best, no matter what we're going through or growing through in terms of maybe how God sees it, he's allowing us to grow through things. Let us remember that, you know, just tell him, Father, take the wheel. Father, take the wheel of my life and lead and direct and guide me. You know, because we know that you know what's best. You know, and as Sparkle said this morning, and as Principal LeBron is talking this morning, it brings to my heart that we all need to be praying for each other. Even the people that you don't know, like Brother Lorenzo comes on, he's praying for the homeless in North Carolina and abroad. We need to be, when you hear people's names, and Pastor Roll often does it, you know, he'll pray for Sister Lewis, whom he's missed being on the program. So, you know, when you hear these names and you know that people might be missing in action and you haven't heard their names in a while, pray for them. You know, we can all go to our closets and into our rooms, and we can pray wherever we are, because God is everywhere and he's hearing everything. It's like I was told by the FBI that we're always listening, we're always watching. You don't know where we are, but we're everywhere. So God is always listening. He's always watching. We may not be able to see him, but we know that he's everywhere. So let's keep that in mind and keep other people in prayer at all times, even when, you know, you don't even know their name. I mean, you don't even know who they are. You can pray for people and just, Lord, please bless these people that come on the show, or the people that go to church, and, you know, the homeless people, like or the veterans that Brother Lorenzo often mentions on the show, as well as Pastor Roll. And speaking of Pastor Roll, let's bring Pastor Roll in just to say a good morning to us, a brief 30-second good morning, and also just to say hello to everyone. Pastor Roe, good morning.
Well, I want to just say good morning to everyone. And I tell you, gosh, I had a great breakfast this morning, you know, coming from Sister Sparkles, you know, bringing that food for thought. What a breakfast, what a breakfast, what a breakfast. Letting, you know, being a business card. I mean, that is, that lasts me not only for breakfast, but for lunch and for supper. And just a great inspirational prayer by Brother Lorenzo. And I just thank the Lord for this show. It is so helpful. And we just need to start, Sister Sparkle say, just invite more people so they can have their problems solved and miracles can come in their lives. Thanks for having me to make a comment back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right. Thank you so very much for that, Pastor Roe, who's always timely in his messages. This morning we're going to go right on with our program and bring in Sister Brignata Joyful Bay. Sister Brignata Joyful Bay, to give us our focal point this morning, how to let your light shine. Good morning, Sister Joyful.
Good morning, good morning. I'm going to read from, and thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. I want to thank everyone as well. I will read from Matthew 5 and 16. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven. I will also read from Daniel 12 and 3. It says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Letting your light shine. We should live in such a way that others see Jesus in us, because they may never see a Bible. We should reflect his character, his love, and his truth in all we do. Now, what are you doing when people aren't looking? We should be people of integrity others can trust. We need to be kind, compassionate, patient, and forgiving. Now, that may be easier said than done. So when you find yourself out of Christ-like behavior, like I almost did the other day, I was about to get out of my character. I was speaking with a customer service rep on the phone. I had to ask myself, is that tone you are about to use, is it in love? I immediately took a deep breath and said, sir, et cetera, et cetera. See, the power of love will guide you to do all of those things. When I said, let me operate in love, this is a customer service rep. Stop feeling like they don't know what they're doing. When I changed, I didn't go there. I was about to escalate my tone because it appeared that he didn't understand, and he may not have. We're on the phones. He has a different language. He may have a hard time understanding me as well. So when I decided to operate in love, it all was easy. It was like, yes, sir, I appreciate you. And you know what? It made me feel better. So it was genuine. We need to die daily to our flesh. Remind ourselves who we are and who is that? Who are we supposed to be? We're supposed to be the righteousness of God. We should live our lives to direct others to Christ. They should see something different in us. When people are screaming and getting upset, majoring in the minor, when people are dying all over the world, and we're getting upset over these minor things, there you are, calmer, and looking for a solution to solve the problem. People are going to be like, oh, it'll even change. It can change the environment. When you allow Christ to set up shop in you, that allows your light to shine. You are coming up to the stance of God, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We'll see you being honest and real. They're attracted to you because you're not hiding who you are or trying to be someone you're not. When you live your life on purpose, you're self-motivated. You're excited. You have harmony in your spirit, and your light will shine. People need to see this behavior in these end times. When you have a relationship with God, find your purpose and gift to make a difference in this world that is desperately needed. And your light will shine effortlessly. The goal is to live your life in a way that others can see Christ in you. People should see the peace he has given you when adversity strikes. You can set an example by forgiving the situation and focus on assisting by coming up with a possible solution instead of hopping on the problem. Let's help. Ask God to guide you to people you can help. Shining your light can be in the grocery store line. Christ's behavior should be a lifestyle, effortless, a way of life, like breathing. It's thoughtless. It's just naturally being like him, shining your light. You would make one say, thank you. Thank you today because of what you're doing. Thank you for being. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Brignotta Bay, thank you for that reminder that we may get out of character, but we definitely need to remain in control. Even if it seems that we're approaching that area of getting out of character, we need to be reminded of, you know, what would Jesus want us to do? What would Jesus do? You know, and we do know that the Bible tells us that love conquers all. And that's a model that I want to encourage all of us to do, is to do everything with a godly love. And, you know, I often talk about the fruit of the Spirit, that if we exercise the fruit of the Spirit in our lives on a daily basis, change will come within us. Change will come within us. But it's almost like you're studying or rehearsing for a play or a playwright, or you're just trying to memorize some lines for something. Even for a job, I know I had to remember some things for a job, insurance executive job that I once had, and it was a lot of material. But at the end of the training, I had it. And so, you know, if we get that fruit of the Spirit on a daily basis until it becomes a part of our lives, change will come within us, you know, and we'll get to, you know, because it talks about patience. It's one of those things. So when someone is not moving at the sound of our drums, we need to exercise that patience because, as Sister Brignotta Joyful Bay said, we don't know what that person is going through. I used to find that it didn't matter what they were going through. If they're doing this job, they need to be nice. But you just don't know. The world, a lot of people can't handle the things that are happening in this world on a daily basis. They just can't. So as those who are called by Christ, as followers of Christ, Christians, we do need to let our light shine. We need to let our light shine. And the message this morning that Dr. Richie is going to be bringing us is shine your light. You know, it's like sometimes where I am now, I live in the outskirts of Georgia, and it's very dark out here, very dark at night. And sometimes I realize I may have left something in the car or need to go check something, And I have to take a flashlight with me or take my phone and put the light on it from there. But I have to shine a light, even though there's a porch light, but I go far beyond that porch light, and I have to shine that light so that I can see. I mean, you don't know you don't know what's out there creeping, you know, you know, in this country area. So you have to shine the light so that you don't run across any surprises. So our light as Christians, followers of Christ, we need to be shining our light. And I'm sure Dr. Ritchie is going to touch on that, and you all will see how God's program is synchronized, because some of what has been said, some of what's going to be said, will also perhaps be included in her message this morning. And it's okay, because that's how we learn. The redundancy, the repetition, you know, because after a while the synchronicity starts to register. And that's God's design. It's his design. It's just like we're children. We're his children, no matter how old we are, no matter how mature we think we are. Because what happens is God has it where when we're training our children, sometimes you got to tell those kids, and I know so well, you got to tell them like 17 times, to put the shoe, this child, didn't I tell you to put these shoes in the closet? You know, stop leaving them on the living room floor. Pick up your toys and put them in the toy box. You know, go get a coat. It's cold outside. You got to keep telling them like 30,000 times, it seems. But after a while, it starts to register, and especially when we're doing it in love. If we're constantly hollering at them, yelling at them, threatening them, that doesn't always work for the children. But when we're doing it in love, but with firmness at times when we have to be, which is what God does with us, he's firm with us. Because the Bible tells us whom God loveth, he chastises. And so the thing about it is we need to exercise this love by letting our light shine to others. And it was said earlier that people may not even be able to read the Bible, but they can see the Bible come to life through our lives. So let's just keep that in mind. And this morning, we have a surprise for many of you all who've been praying for people who've been missing in action. And I want to, before Sister Patricia Bent comes on with a beautiful song this morning, one of two songs she'll sing for us, I want to go ahead and we're going to have our second testimony. Actually, Principal LeBron gave one. And we're bringing this lady in that's going to be a pleasant surprise. And I know that Pastor Rose's heart will be filled because mine is filled. Let's go ahead and bring in for our second testimony, Sister Neela Lewis. Welcome back, Sister Neela Lewis. It's so glad, so good to have you. And we're certainly looking forward to your testimony.
Praise God. Praise God, Dr. Walker. Praise be to God. What a wonderful God you serve. I just want to give you give God thanks and give him the glory. And I want to give my brothers and sisters thank you. Thank you for praying for me. Pastor Roll, what a blessing you are. You know, many times we love one another, but we fail to show our love, you know. And people cannot understand or know the degree of love that we have for them until we start praying for them. Sometimes the Lord says, you're praying, but give a call, you know, because nobody knows what's in your heart. And so we do it outwardly also. And so I just want to give thanks especially to Pastor Lowell for praying for me and always asking about me. Praise be to God. That's love, you know, love, love, love. And so this morning, I just want to give God thanks for my spirit life and Sister LeBlanc, her testimony, because this helps us to trust more in God, because we don't know. You know, we don't know what lies ahead of us, even in a millisecond. Look, she was there setting table and happy, and all of a sudden she took sick. And so she could have died. But God, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. And we praise God for you, Sister LeBlanc, that God has spared your life, and we'll continue to pray for you. Lift you up before God. And we know that the old dragon wants to tear us down, but God is here to lift us up and to give us, you know, that nudge. Sometimes we need that nudge, you know, to wake up, because Jesus Christ is coming soon, and we must be ready. Now is the appointed time. So here I am this morning. I could have died too. I went to the doctor after I fell, as I said, in June 25th. And when I went, because I was feeling some pain underneath my ribs there, and my husband said, you need to go to the doctor. And I said, no. You know, nurses and doctors are the poorest of going seeking medical help. So I finally went. He said, I'll take you. Come on. And so I went, and they did all these x-rays and did all these CT scans and whatever. And they said, you know, we have to admit you because we need to check out your heart and whatever. And so they did, and they did all these tests that they maybe should have done for years. But anyhow, they did all these tests, and the doctor came, and he said, well, Mrs. Lewis, I'm sorry to tell you, but you have cancer. You know, and I wanted to not say, but I have to. And so he went on, and I said, oh, Lord, oh, cancer, huh? Cancer, that's the word or the name I always dread. I hate cancer because as a nurse, I see what it has done to my patients, you know, even bring them to death. And so I said, oh, Lord, I have cancer. Well, God, I know you can do something about it. And whatever you do, I'm in your hands. Could you please lead me and guide me? Take me over, God. Take me over. And so he said, well, I'm going to bring in an oncologist. And so in the evening when my family was gone, they heard the bad news. They went home. And, you know, I don't know how they felt, but I know they must have felt bad. But the Lord, I was praying to him, and he said, Keep calm. I'm with you. I said, oh, Lord, yes, I've been telling people that. And I need to keep calm. And I prayed. I said, Lord, take over my life. And so the oncologist came, young, beautiful girl. And she said, oh, Mrs. Lewis, I want a biopsy and whatever. And I need to start treatment now. You need some chemotherapy and whatever. And I said to her, I said, you know, I'm gonna do natural stuff. And she looked in my eyes and she said, oh, no, natural stuff doesn't work. Nothing, not natural stuff doesn't work for cancer. No. And so I continued to pray to God. And so I told her to hold off because God told me to use natural stuff. And so I called around and all these places giving me $40,000, $70,000, $15,000 to come at their place and whatever. I even start sending money to this guy who said, I can help you with this tumor, you know. And so he said, send me some money. And I started, but the money wouldn't go through. The money wouldn't go through. Praise be to God, as my money would be gone. But I'll cut it short. But I started. The Lord said, you know these things you need to use. You know them. These are green stuff, green. Start. And so I started. And I started. Continue to pray to God. And I went to the doctor, and she said, I need this biopsy. I said, no, doctor, you're not getting any biopsy, because if you go in and it's cancer, it's going to spread. It's going to proliferate all over my body. So I'm not. She said, you need to, and you should. And she continued to push me. And the Lord said, no, don't do any biopsy. I'll take care of you. And so I started trusting more in God. And he breathed his holy breath and all these greens and whatever I was taking. My son said things for me and whatever. And be to God. Praise be to God. I went for my checkup through, you know, for months now and whatever. And she said, well, this tumor is coming down. And so now she's saying, well, if I refer you to the surgeon is going to do chemotherapy after and radiation and whatever. And I said, no, ma'am, I don't want that. And so anyhow, I went. She did another PET scan, and it shows that the tumors are smaller. They're not growing nowhere and whatever. She did all sorts of tests. And praise be to God. Praise be to God. I'm still here. I am still here walking and be able to walk and walk with my husband. He likes to run and walk. And at one time I couldn't. And I prayed to God. I said, Lord, I don't want this. I don't want this. Give me something better. I need my help. And so I went with my husband on Monday. And I said, don't you see that you can't even keep up with me? I was just joking with him. But praise be to God. I give God thanks. I thank you for your prayers. Pray. Continue to pray for me. And I pray for you. Praise be to God. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes circumstances. God is a God. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. And so I still trust in God. He's talking about surgery. I haven't been to the surgeon yet. I'll go on the 11th on my 46th wedding anniversary. Have mercy, Jesus. But I said, what a day to go. But that's all right. God is powerful. God is a present help in time of trouble. And so let us have faith and confidence in our God, because our God reigns. He loves us, and I love him too. Praise be to God. Though you slay me, Brother Job said, yet will I serve you. Hallelujah this morning. If ever a time I love my Jesus, it's today, today, today. Praise be to God for his love towards me. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Praise be to God, your God. Our God is great. He's marvelous, full of love and kindness and mercy. Let us keep in tune with God at all times, because we don't know when we shall pass from this life unto the next. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to give my testimony. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to hear again from Sister Neela Lewis. She'll be our final prayer warrior, but I want to bring Pastor Roland to just say a few words to Sister Neela Lewis this morning as we welcome her back. And that testimony was just so enlightening, because the healing comes from God, you know, not the doctors or what they wanted to do. And Sister Neela is she's a prayer warrior, and she runs a prayer ministry. And what seems to be going on now is that the enemy is trying to attack all those who are trying to spread God's word out there. And Demon Slayer reminds us that, Brother Lorenzo, as he comes on our various shows, because the enemy wants to take people out who are trying to stand in a mission or ministry for God. So we're lifting. That's why it's so important that we keep each other lifted up. You know, just keep each other lifted up in prayer. Because if you're doing something for God, the enemy is constantly at your door. He'll try to go after not only you, your health, your job, your children, your significant other. He will come in any way, any form that he possibly can, through someone else that will try to get up on your set, through a driver on the road. But that's why it's so important that we keep each other up in prayer, because God answers prayer. So, Pastor Rose, just go ahead and welcome Sister Neela Lewis, who you've been praying for and requesting a special prayer for.
Praise God. Thank you.
Well, I tell you, I'm just so excited, you know. And every time I say my sister opens her mouth, it just inspires me, you know. And obedience is better than sacrifice. And Sister Lewis, God bless you. It's so great to have you back. And you were obedient. You know, God told you what to do. and other, you know, doctors, whatever, may have said this, that, you know, but you said, no, I'm going to do what God tells me to do. And so that's very, very inspiring. You're a great warrior for Christ, and I just love you with the great love of Christ, because you have been a light to many all over the world. And God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Roland. Thank you so much for your prayers. Do not stop praying. Continue to pray for me while I pray for you. And all my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, may you join together. Join together. Hallelujah. We join together as we worship God in spirit and in truth. And God promises that he will guide us. I will never leave you. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I, God, will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Shannon. I hope you're on. I love you, my daughter. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Ellen is not on this morning. I've been trying to reach her, so you might want to reach a phone call out to her. I haven't heard from her in a few days. So if you'd be so kind to reach out to her, I would greatly appreciate that. Moringa, hallelujah, hallelujah. So this time I want to bring on a lady who has for our special music. I heard this lady just talk, and then she, in her voice, is so calm. There's a song, one of my favorites. It deals with the music of the garden. I come to the garden alone. That's the name of one of the songs that is one of my favorites. And I'll give you the lyrics in just a moment. But when I heard this woman talk, and then she ended up just hitting a note and in her talk, and I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I asked her, I said, would you sing on one of the shows, you know, one of the Sabbath shows? And she hesitated a little bit, and she says, yes. And she began to even sing right then for me. And I said, what a beautiful voice. And I said, what a beautiful voice that you have, you know, that God has given you. And I say, would you really sing on the show? And she has before. And when you hear, it reminds me of that song, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. You know, so, I mean, that song, and I'm just thinking about that particular one, that her voice reminds me of the lyrics of these words. You know, and he speaks. It goes on to say he speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet that the birds even hush their singing. You know, come on, God. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gives to me within my heart is ringing. And it goes on, he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. When we know that we belong to God, we can hold our heads up. We can be confident. We can be faithful. We can continue to believe. We can continue to encourage each other because we're all God's children. And let me tell you, when you hear her song this morning, you too will know that she has an angelical voice that, I mean, just it blew me away, and I'm sure it will blow you away as well. Let's welcome back to the show once again Sister Patricia Bett, with such a lovely angelical voice. Good morning, Sister Bett.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone. And, you know, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. And Sister Lewis, to you and for that encouraging testimony. I will be praying your strength, and I pray for your healing. And I know that you are already healed because you believe God. Thank God for your testimony this morning. The devil, the enemy, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But to God belongs all the glory, all power.
Hallelujah.
Belongs this morning. How I love Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. There is I love to hear, I love to sing his praise. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. And I really love the Lord.
Oh, raise your hands if you love him this morning.
I really love the Lord. Oh, you don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory, yeah, and I love him. The Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I really love. I love the Lord.
Oh, help me praise him, y'all.
I really love the Lord. Oh, yes. You don't know what he's done for me. Oh, he gave me the victory, and I love him. I love him. I really love the
imagine just seeing her on stage and performing, and it brings her voice and music brings chills to my body. And what a beautiful gift that God has given you, Sister Beth. Thank you for blessing our hearts, and we look forward to you coming back with the Song of Meditation this morning and momentarily. In keeping with our program, we're going to go now with our first prayer warrior, Sister Andrea Sanderson, will be bringing us our first prayer warrior. We're going to unmute the lines, and if you don't have a special request, you can go ahead and mute yourself. But if you do, we'll take about three of these, and what we'll do is ask that you give your name out there and give it to her clearly and slowly, and because she's writing this information down, and your prayer request. If you're praying as an intercessory prayer for someone, we're going to also ask that you give their information distinctively so that she can write that down and what the prayer request is. And we're today, once again, is our Miracle Prayer Day. So we're asking you to give that information and expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Because what's the purpose of asking for something from the one who created everything and you can't get it? But nevertheless, remember, let's keep in mind, not our will, but his will be done, because he knows what's best for us. And I've had to come to learn that and through what may have appeared to be disappointments. But then when you look at Scripture and it tells us all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called by his name, then we begin to accept and trust God where we can't trace him, because in Corinthians it tells us that one day we will look through a glass darkly, but then we will be face to face and understand. And perhaps everything is not for us to understand now, but later we will. We will, be, as long as we trust God to know that he's got it. I recall taking an algebra class, and I had to take it a second time, and it's like, Lord, let me just pass this algebra test. And I couldn't even tell you what algebra looked like to this day. And I'm just saying that I trusted God, and he brought me through that. And it's like, I didn't need algebra and anything that I've done, and I've still been okay. But then it went on to have my two sons take not only algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and statistics, and they excelled in those programs, but I couldn't help them. But I knew who could help them, because God used tutors. And so God will do the same for all of us, you all. He will bring the people into our lives whom we need to get to that next level for his glory. But we have to be mindful that all of it comes from him. So let's go ahead and welcome Sister Andrea Sanderson this morning, as she's our first prayer warrior. Sister Sanderson, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Dr. Walker. Is there anyone that have a request this morning?
Good morning. This is Louis. Could you please pray for... There are some pastors in the West Jamaica Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. They have been attacked by the old enemy. I know that there are more, but the names that I have, there are some who are sick and need to have had surgery. And so the first one is Pastor Andre Wallace. He came down with stomach. And he had surgery last week, Sabbath. And instead of 10 hours, it took 15 hours. Right now he's recuperating, but we know, you know, that cancer, that C word. But God is able to take care of any cancer, whether first, second, third, or fourth stage. We have a God who is supreme. So pray for Andre Wallace, Pastor Donovan Williams, Pastor Lassen. Donovan.
Donald, you can just write one name. You know, don't worry about both names. God knows them. Hallelujah. Donovan William and Lassell James, Pastor Glenn Samuel, Pastor King, he called yesterday and said, pray for me. Get up all the people who you know who are prayer servants and ask them to pray for me. So pray for Pastor King. And Pastor, I want to pray for Pastor Matthews. Pastor Roas, and Pastor Singh. Yes, and all our ministers, who are serving as shepherds to the Lamb. Pray them up. Pastor Rogue, put him on your list. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Pastor Jesse Walker, too. He's a minister. Hallelujah. Praise God. And these are my list for right now.
Amen. Any more?
And put in there Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah and her husband and her four children. Yes. I invited her to the line, and I tell you, she's right here, right here. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Okay, any more requests?
Yes,
hello.
Good morning. This is Sister Patricia. I have an unspoken request.
Patricia, what's your last name?
Bent, B-E-N-T.
Bent. Okay. All right, let's pray. Lord, I come into your presence this morning, thanking you and praising you for life and a brand new day. Lord, teach us to appreciate all the wonderful blessings you place in our lives. Lord, we're helpless, yet hopeful. Lord, I'm placing special requests from Sister Lois for pastors that are in Jamaica conference that are under attack. There's Pastor Andrew that has cancer. There's Donovan Williams. There's Glenn Samuel. There's Pastor King, Pastor Matthews, and all the other pastors that are in need of your special blessings this morning. There's Pastor Rowe. There's Jesse Walker. Dear Lord, I also place before your sister Sandy and family, dear Lord, that are on the line this morning. I thank you, dear Lord, that you have given them the inspiration they need, dear Lord, to wake up this morning to hear your word. I also place before you Patricia Bent, who has unspoken requests. Lord, you know what the needs of each and every one of us are, dear Father. And I pray, dear Lord, that you provide everyone with the things that they are in need of, dear Lord. Lord, forgive us and allow us to live our lives in love and to remind us to live a life that is gratifying to you. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so very much for that, Sister Sanderson, for that prayer. We know that God is still in the miracle-working business, and he will... His will be done. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. We're looking to bring on Sister Cassandra Wright with a testimony this morning, but I'm not pulling her up in the queue. Sister Wright, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. God bless everyone.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. If you want to go ahead and give us a brief testimony, we would greatly appreciate the blessings that God has bestowed upon you.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning again, everyone. I would just like to say that and tell my testimony that I was working with this client out in Cary with another friend that, a sister. is in Christ. And the lady and the gentleman that I was working for, it was really the husband, but because I was a blessing to both of them, and it pays to be a blessing regardless of who it is that we should try to help as best we can, especially when we enter in other people's homes. But because I was a blessing to them, my car was messing up, and the lady, she had blessed me with extra monetaries because they knew I was coming from a great distance. And the lady, she blessed me. I didn't even know that she was going to be a blessing, and I didn't even ask for it. But I thank God that she had she was a blessing to me. And one of my other clients had blessed me. It was my last day. And we had all went out and went to eat. And so after we went out to eat, we had went past our stop, the exit where we go to their home. And I'm like, well, aren't we supposed to turn right? And so they said, yeah. They said, well, we're going somewhere else. We're going back home. And I said, okay, because, and I was riding on their car. So anyway, we went, and they stopped off at a teller and got back in the car. They blessed me as well, and I was so shocked at what they blessed me with. I was very, very grateful. I was in tears. And I thank God because, you know, when you take care of God's people, because these were Christian people, and I thank God for that. They were Christian people. God will take care of you. And sometimes, you know, when you don't know where the funds may come from or how you're going to get things done, God always make a way. And he made a way, and I was able to get some things done on my car that needed to be done. And I thank God for that, that he still makes a way. Even when we don't see no way, he will make a way. And that's my testimony for today. And you all continue to keep me in prayer and my family. And I continue to keep you all in prayer as well. Thank you, and God bless. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Amen, amen. The same to you and to all of you all. Yes, God will make a way out of no way. And he's doing that for us each and every day. To God be the glory. We're going to bring in Principal LeBron this morning to get as our next prayer warrior, and then that will be followed by Sister Tanisha Osborne for another brief testimony. Let's go ahead and bring in Principal LeBron. You can unmute your phones if you have a special prayer request, or if you want to press 1 on your dial for a special prayer request. Let's do that, and let's remember the speaker of the hour this morning, you all, Dr. Dorinda Ritchie, who will be bringing us a brief word this morning, shine your light. So let's keep her in prayer with our prayer warriors as well. Let's go ahead. We're going to unmute the phones. Principal LeBron, are you there?
Yes. All right. At this time, you can go ahead and unmute your phone and just give me your prayer request. Please clearly state the name and the request.
Good morning, Sister.
Good morning.
I just want to ask you to pray for this young lady, Monica Edgar. I met her at the workplace, and she is sick now. She's sick with sore throat and swollen tonsils and just feeling bad. I sent off some, you know, natural remedy for her, you know, grapefruit and orange and lemon and garlic and everything, whatever, to put together and blend it and start drinking. And I've been giving her, you know, books and everything and talking with her. And she is so happy. She brought her Bible to work. I said, praise be to God. And so just pray for her because I know that God has a plan for her. Hallelujah. She has 4 children, and just pray for them and pray for her friend and her mother and her grandmother and everybody.
in her stomach. Praise be to God. Don't forget my children, my three children, Andre and Dream and Elisha, my two grand boys, Micah and Zion.
Okay, and this is Sis Lewis.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And my husband, hallelujah. Don't forget him. Myself. Hallelujah. Yes.
Okay. Okay, is there anyone else?
Yes. Hi, good morning. This is Sister Tanisha. If you can please pray for my class. I'm a teacher. Please pray for my class. They're my seventh graders and they're actually my seventh graders and high school students. Please continue to keep them in your prayers. And then I have an unspoken. Thank you.
Also, okay. Sister Lewis again. Please lift Carmen. Sister Carmen.
Carmen.
She has a, okay. Carmen Williams. She has a prayer line going. And as we know that when we pray, the old dragon is after us. And so she lost her brother 2 weeks ago in a car accident. He was crossing the street and a car hit him, threw him on the other side, and then another car came and hit him, ran over him.
Oh, my.
He was not dead immediately. He had maybe a week or 2 weeks before he passed. Young man. Young man. So I pray for her mother, Laverne, because it's my as 86-year-old sons, a year apart. Yes. So they're going to losing their two brothers and two sons.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else?
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you hear me? Good morning,
yes,
Principal LeBron. Okay,
good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, Pastor Roland, everyone on the line. This is Sister Marjorie. I'm very happy to hear Sister Lois today. Welcome back to her. And I just want to say, could you say a prayer for all my family and for all the people lost. I have a few people I know lost their loved ones. And for all the people who are sick. And say a prayer also for Pastor Roll. You know, he has some problem with his eyes. So just continue to ask God to strengthen him. And for everyone in the world. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
The donor prayer list. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? One more?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dee Jones. I would ask that you first thank God for my life, health, and strength and my children's, but to I pray that they be enlightened today by their choices. I want to pray for a couple of friends of mine and their sicknesses, Linda, Janetta.
Linda and Renetta, you said?
Janetta.
Janetta, okay.
And Sharon.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which comes my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Father in heaven, O Lord, as we come before you, as we lift up our voice and our hearts, O Lord, we humbly bow before you, O Lord, and we're asking that you forgive us for our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Forgive me for my sins, Lord, as I'm interceding on behalf of your people, Father in heaven, Lord. Let this prayer go up, Father, so that the individuals that have
ask for requests, Lord, that they will receive a miracle today, Father in heaven. Lord, we are lifting up Monica, Lord, who is sick with a sore throat. Father in heaven, I ask that you go into her throat, Father in heaven, and cleanse everything out, oh Lord, so that it will not manifest into something more serious, but it will by the end of the day, Father. And oh Lord, I pray for her four children, Lord, that you may keep your hands upon them, Father in heaven, oh Lord. And you may heal Monica, Lord, so that she may come back with a miracle and a testimony, Lord. And Sister Lewis will be able to come back and say that she has been healed and she has been touched. Also, I pray, thank you for Sister Lewis, Lord, that we've been praying for her, oh Lord, that she has come back and she's praising your name, oh Father in heaven, that you may continue to put a hedge of protection around her husband and her children, her grandchildren, Father in heaven. Sister Carmen also, Lord, who has recently lost her brother. Father in heaven, we know it's not easy when you lost a loved one, but in an accident like that, Father in heaven, we ask that you be with her. Bless her, Lord Jesus, in a mighty way. Father, keep your hand on her, Lord, so that she will be able to feel a peace that passes all understanding, that know that you are still with her in the midst of her bereavement, in the midst of her loss, Lord. Continue to be with her. Tanisha, Father in heaven, who was requesting prayer for her seventh grade and her high school children, Lord, we know that students these days, Father in heaven, Lord, how that you want these students, as you said, the children should be taught of the Lord, but the devil is also wanting their souls, Father in heaven, that you keep them in your care, Father in heaven. And she also has an unspoken request. Lord, you and alone knows what that request is, Father in heaven. So I ask that you answer her prayer so that she will be able to testify how you have answered her prayer. Although it goes under unspoken, but maybe at the time that when you respond, that you give her, that you answer her prayer, she'll be able to speak it out and tell of your goodness and what you have done. Father in heaven, Sister Marjorie is also praying for her family, praying for sick among her, Father in heaven. She's also praying out for Pastor Rowe for his eyes, Father in heaven, that you may touch his eyes, oh Lord, that you may bring back, restore back the total health of his eyes, Father in heaven, that he may be able to see, Father in heaven, and testify of your goodness, of your hands that have touched him. Father in heaven, Sister Jones, that is praying for her friends, oh Lord, Linda, Janetta, and Sharon, Father in heaven. We don't know what those prayers are for, but we do know that we are lifting them up before you, Father in heaven, that you may be with them in a mighty way. Keep a hedge of protection around them, Father in heaven. We know that you are soon to come, oh Lord, Father in heaven. Keep them ever before you, Lord. Thank you so much for Dr. Richie, who is answered the call to come to speak. I ask that you burn her lips with your coal, Father in heaven, and endow her with your Holy Spirit, Father in heaven, so that your words will flow through her, Lord Jesus, and we will be touched and edified by your words. May you be with her in a mighty way as she bring your word this morning. Father, thank you so much for continuing to use Dr. Walker in this show, Father in heaven, and to bless him in a mighty way in his family, Father in heaven, so that this show will continue to be a blessing every other Sabbath morning and Friday evening and Thursday, Lord, that you bless him in a mighty way. We ask you all these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for a powerful prayer, Principal LeBron. Thank you. To God be the glory. We're going to bring in now Sister Tanisha with a very brief testimony as the hour is escaping us. She's going to bring her testimony on how God is blessing her. Sister Tanisha.
Yes, good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath. I
This is very brief, but my dad had turned 85 on Thanksgiving Day, and we were planning a big birthday party for him, and we were keeping it, me and my mom were keeping it in prayer because, you know, for me, I always want God in the plans because he works out the plans better than what we could ever work out the plans. But we had it at a restaurant, and the restaurant there that we had it at, they had a back room where you could, you know, possibly rent it out, or if you were there in time, you could possibly have it without having to pay. And so the manager that we had talked to prior said, you know, if you got there with 15 or more people, you could have the back room and you wouldn't have to pay. So we were there pretty much 15 people, but then the manager that was the second manager who was there, the original manager who had told us that we could do this wasn't there, and they had a second manager, and he said, well, that area was closed all day. You know, it's going to be closed all day till 4, I think he said. And so he said that we wouldn't be able to use the room, so we were just kind of like, oh, no, what we do now? And me and my mom, I just began to pray in our hearts and our minds, and God answered the prayer. And he blessed the man that we have favor, that he said, you know what, we'll just go ahead and clear it out and you'll be able to have a birthday party for your dad. So I just praise God that he knows our hearts, he knows our minds, and when we're planning things, just continue to just keep him in the plans because he works out our plans better than what we can. So that's my testimony today. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen, amen. Before you call, he has already answered. Amen,
yeah.
Amen. What a testimony, and very brief. Thank you for that. This time we're going to bring in our final prayer warriors, Sister Neela Lewis. You can unmute your phones at this time, and Sister Lewis, we're behind schedule, and we'll take these prayer requests now. Sister Lewis?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. Do you have your prayer request? My daughter is on the line. She just texted me that I'm on. Do you have a prayer request, Aisha Samantha Lewis?
Tell her to press 1 so she'll come into the queue.
Okay. Press 1 so you can come into the queue. And all those who want to request your prayers, come right in. You have a prayer request? Maybe Sister Sarah is gone. She has to get ready for church and maybe she's still on. I don't know. Anybody has a prayer request?
Sister Lewis?
Yes.
Yes, I want to continually reach out with Dr. Walker with this, you know, global efforts in reaching out, you know, to make a difference in the lives of so many people, especially the children. He's really keeping us inspired and encouraged, so we won't, you know, continue our global efforts even more so in 2024 that's coming up for Dr. Walker.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Good morning, everyone. This is Eva. So I would like for us to pray for Brent Walden. Just pray that God's will be done in his life. And thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's will be done. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Lewis. It's so good to hear your voice. This is Rosette.
Hi, Sister Rosette. Good to hear your voice, too. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise God. Yes, I would like to form our youth and college students in prayer. I ended up talking about some of our youth going up to visit Oakwood, and one of them actually did and ended up signing up on the spot. And so another parent has asked me some information as well, and so I want to keep our youth in prayer, and especially college age, help, you know, wanting them to continue their relationship with Christ. And so that's my heart's desire. So I want to pray for Advent camp, the Advent Campus Ministry. Mm-hmm. And also in my area, I'm helping with a youth ministry called Ambassador. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so keep our youth in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Our youth are the men and women of tomorrow. We have to pray for them so that they will stay steadfast in the truth. Praise God. Sarah has texted me to say she's pressing one and cannot come in, and so she wants me to pray for her. Sarah will never forget. Hallelujah.
I think she's on. Miss Sarah, are you there? She may be on mute, but she should be there.
Good morning, Sister Lois.
Good morning, Sister Marjorie.
Good morning. Okay, Sister Marjorie, welcome back. I'm so happy to hear your voice. We were concerned about you. So I'm very happy to hear you. So I just ask for prayer for my family, but also pray for my church family and also for all the people and for everyone on the show and everybody. God bless you and your family. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Sister Marjorie. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your love.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Praise God. Okay. Sarah, were you coming in? Or I don't know, maybe
I'm
she's
trying.
On mute.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Yes. We can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good morning.
Praise. Good morning again.
Oh. I have a prayer request just for deliverance of addictions from my family and for restoration of my marriage and just for the healing hearts of my children and myself and my husband, please.
Mm-hmm.
And for our families to come to know Christ and to be delivered of addictions in their life, please.
Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. So,
amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. God hears and answers our prayers. Praise be to God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Jesus Christ. Prayer is the answer to every problem in life. Oh, I'll say it again. Prayer is the answer to every problem in life. It puts us in tune with divine wisdom, which knows how to adjust everything perfectly. So often we do not pray in certain situations because from our standpoint, the outlook is hopeless. But nothing. I say nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is so entangled that it cannot be remedied. No human relationship is too strained for God to bring about reconciliation and understanding. No habit is so deep-rooted that it cannot be overcome. Hallelujah. No one is so weak that he cannot be made strong. No one is so ill that he cannot be healed. And there is no mind so dull that it cannot be made brilliant. Whenever we need whatever we need, if we trust God, he will supply it. If anything is causing worry or anxiety, let us stop, rehearse the difficulty and trust God for healing, love, and power. When there is nothing left but God, that is when we find out that God is all we need. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, your dear children come this morning. Nothing in our hands we bring, but simply to thy cross we cling. We hold on for dear life. We hold on to you, Heavenly Father, because we know that there is nothing out there in the world, nothing, only Jesus Christ we have confidence in. And so this morning you have heard our cry, Lord. You have heard all these. I don't even want have to repeat them to you. But for the sake of our hearing, Lord, we bring our dear Pastor Jesse Walker to you for this global effort, especially to make a difference in the lives of children
The children, mighty God, they are weak. They are afraid. They cannot make any decision for themselves. And so we stand in the gap for our children this morning, all over the world, all over the world. We pray for Pastor Roll. Could you please continue to bless him? Oh, Father, I heard Sister Marjorie said he's having problems with his eyes. In the name of Jesus, you are the great Dr. Jesus. Touch those eyes, Father. Touch those eyes with your wonderful, beautiful, blessed hands. Send your holy angels with anointing in their wings and touch those eyes. Touch Sister Marjorie in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord. I know her heart. Jesus, help her family. Bless her, the unspoken prayers that she has. Take charge, Lord Jesus, and do your work in her life. Transform her and after your own likeness in the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Eva has unspoken request. She's asking also for blessing on Brett Walden in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in his life. Draw him close to you. Sprinkle your holy ointment upon him and bring him into harmony with God. Sister Roosevelt is asking you, Lord, to have a blessing. Put a blessing upon the youth that goes to the college. Yes, those students, Lord, they need our prayers. They need our prayers. We pray especially for Oakwood. It's supposed to be standing out as a lighthouse for Jesus. Help us when the children go there, Father. They will learn to love Jesus, and they will give Jesus their heart, and they'll be a blessing. Bless the Advent Campus Ministry. Bless the Advent Ambassadors. As they labor for the youth, may they find Christ. May they be wrapped up and tied up in Jesus so that they will learn to trust Jesus. And those who look on will follow and see that they have been with Jesus. We pray for Sarah in a special way. We thank you, Lord, that you have transformed her family in the mighty name of Jesus. And the old dragon doesn't like it. But in the name of Jesus, lift up a standard against that old dragon. And give her victory, God. Give her family victory. Her husband, in the name of Jesus, there is victory in Jesus Christ. Deliver them from anything that the old wicked dragon, the old mudslinger, wants to put on them. Give a restoration of their lives, their father, mother, everybody, Jesus, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much that you gave your life for us. And we will pray for the speaker of the hour. Anoint her with your power from an eye, that as she speaks, Lord, she will not speak nothing of herself, but Jesus Christ will be lifted up, and men and women will be drawn to your kingdom. Have mercy upon all of us all over the world. We pray for those in the war zone and all over in the sick houses. Lord, in the mad houses, wherever they are, in the prison houses, God, visit us this morning and give us a blessing on your blessed, holy, wonderful, righteous, godly Sabbath day. In your precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Powerful prayer. We're so glad to have you back with us. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, we're going to have the introduction of the Speaker of the Hour. To you, those of you all, our Speaker of the Hour actually needs no introduction at this point. She's no stranger to our programming. She's a faithful woman of God, a single parent with a young man who serves as a model to other youth. I've had the pleasure of meeting both of them. Dr. Ritchie, as well as her son, and I tell you, he stands as a statue for others in the community. She's an inspiring role model. She serves as an agent for humanity, for change. She's a lover of Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord. She's a lady of meekness and humbleness, a lady with a beautiful singing voice, a lady whom God is using to magnify his glory in a very special way. After the song of meditation, the voice, next voice that you should hear after that should be that of Dr. Dorinda Ritchie. Hear ye her.
Amen. woman to be going through. She's a woman.
Beautiful words and for the beautiful singing. Yes, the topic or message today is called Shine Your Light, and I have a disclaimer. I am not a preacher, but I was asked to bring a message, and so by God's grace, that is what I am going to do. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for another Holy Sabbath day that you have given to us, for waking us up, putting us in our right frame of mind, O Lord, allowing us to gather together on this phone line to be able to share a word, share words of encouragement, to pray, to honor you, to glorify your name. Lord, we ask that as I deliver this message today, that we would search ourselves to make sure, oh God, that we are walking in your light and that we are doing all we can to spread the love of Jesus to all those that we come in contact with. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Please bless us, I pray. Amen. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So there's no question, or maybe. These are absolutes. Jesus says, I am the light, not a light, not a little light, but I am the one and only light of the world, not of Florida, not of the U.S., not of Asia, but of the entire world. Or she that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. That's an absolute. So if you follow Jesus, you will not walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. In the Bible, we all know that darkness is synonymous with sin, living without Christ, doing evil, essentially choosing to do evil instead of good, choosing Satan instead of Jesus is what it really boils down to. On the other hand, light is synonymous with life, with good deeds, walking with Christ, having the truth. Jesus said that he is the light, not any old light, but the one and only light. To follow Christ means to be a disciple, a believer, a follower, to live a Christ-like life and a Christ-filled life. And in doing just that, you will have the light of life. Do we want the light of life? Then all we have to do is follow Jesus. Each day, we should make a decision to choose Jesus. Ask him to help us shine our light, which really is shining his light, show us the path we are to walk so that we are not the ones that are groping in darkness. If you are a true follower of Jesus, you would never walk in darkness, but will always have Jesus as your light and life. In Matthew 5, verse 14, it reads, ye are the light of the world. So in John 8, Jesus says that I am the light of the world, but in Matthew, he also says that we are the light of the world. That's me and you, which I think is just awesome. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Not in the valley, not on a plain, but it's on a hill so that everyone would be able to see it. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify not self, but glorify your Father which is in heaven. So when I was younger, anytime this passage was read, I always assumed that a bushel was a bush or a hedge. But I had to look it up, and I found that a bushel back then was like a weight. So then I'm thinking, okay, neither do men light a candle and put it under a weight. Anything you put on top of the candle, you are going to extinguish it. But you're going to put a candle on a candlestick. I think that's why candlesticks were made, to put the candle on, so that it can give off its light. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. We can all agree that we live in a sin-sick world. It's full of darkness. It's full of dark people. The world is in need of light, and that is why God sent his only begotten Son. We should shine our light, the light of the gospel, the truth in the gospel, to those around us. A lamp or a candle does not decide, I'm not going to shine today. I don't feel like it. But it does its job when lit. It lives out its purpose that it was made for. Are we living out our purpose that we were made for? God help us to live out our purpose. So I'm going to put a plug in here for our children. If you are a parent, a guardian, a godmother, godfather, a grandparent,
Parents, are we doing our job as shining lights to our children by teaching them how to be shining lights for Jesus? This is not only for adults. This is actually for children. And I remember teaching the kindergarten Sabbath school class, and there's a little song. I'm sure a lot of us know it. It's "This Little Light of Mine. I'm going to let it shine." But there's also a verse in there that says, "Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine." So guess what? If we have Jesus always shining in our hearts and we teach our little ones to always have Jesus shining in their hearts, we won't let Satan blow out our candle. We won't let Satan make us make wrong decisions. There's so many distractions in this world that can pull our children away from Jesus. But we have to keep on helping them shine as shining examples in their community, in their school, with their friends. And we have to always help them shine for Jesus. Acts chapter 13, verse 47 says, "For hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation." Well, now you see that it's a commandment. "For hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles." So here we have our purpose for being God's light. Everyone needs salvation. So we are to shine our lights into this dark world by proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, Him crucified, who is our only hope, the one who gives life everlasting. Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." You cannot hide light, my brothers and sisters. As everyone sees the light of Christ shining in you, from you, they can and will find their way to the greater light, who is Jesus Christ, who gives salvation to all. And remember, salvation is free. He paid the price. We don't have to pay the price. There is so much hopelessness in this world. Christians, followers of Christ, reflecting God's light, may allow others to find their way to Jesus, who is our only hope. So I'm going to sing a very, very brief song, which would help us and remind us of what our purpose is. And it really doesn't take a lot of effort if you listen to the words of this song. It is super short.
Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to spread your light afar. To the many duties ever near ye now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Just above a clouded sky that you may help be clear. Let no narrow self your way debar. So into one heart alone may fall your song of cheer. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Lighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Lighten the corner where you are.
Okay, so in conclusion, Isaiah verse 2, verse 5 says, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5, "O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord." So I say to you on this line, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Today, Jesus is calling us to shine our light. Like Sister Sparkle said earlier, Will you be a billboard or will you be a business card? How will you respond? Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Richie, for that sermon. It's as if everything that was said on this show was, it was just in line with the Holy Spirit, from Sister Sparkle just, you know, talking about the light, and then we're talking about giving the verse, and also Dr. Richie speaking on being that light. That's a reminder how it's very important to, no matter where we're at, we have to be that light. We could be somewhere on vacation and thinking no one knows us, but, you know, we still have to be that light, to shine the light of Christ so that others may see Christ in us and will be glorified and edified. Thank you so much, Dr. May God continue to bless you. Well, I've been by this message, and I hope that you have also received your miracle today. So in preparation for our next program, International Divine Intervention Program, which will be held on Saturday, December 16th, which will be our last show before Christmas holiday. And if you would like to participate on this program, make sure shout to any one of our out to the staff, whether it be a testimony, opening prayer, scripture, being a prayer warrior, lending your voice to give a special music or song of meditation, doing introductions to the speaker, if you know the speaker, do a praise report or food for thought, even doing a focus point for about 5 minutes. Or, you know, something else that the Holy Spirit has pressed on your heart to do, make sure you reach out to the staff, and we would gladly take your name and put you down on our next program. So may God continue to bless each and every one of you, and be that light. Remember, throughout the week, find someone, speak to them about Jesus, about God, about his soon return, and continue to be the light that God has put in your heart to do. This is a mandate that he wants us to do, to go out into the world and to teach all nations and telling them of the good news gospel that Jesus is about to come. And now our benediction with Pastor Rowe.
Pastor Rowe? Okay, perhaps he's not there. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us on this Miracle Prayer Day program. Lord, the people are expecting a blessing from you. Fail them not, O Lord. We know that the enemy in these last days are trying to attack all the people whom you have set appointed to do your will, to manifest your glory. We pray for a hedge of protection around them, O Lord, each one of us as ambassadors to serve you, to do your will. These and other blessings, all those under the sound of my voice this morning, may they be blessed and may the miracles come into their lives as they have the seed of expectancy from you. These and other blessings, we thank you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, amen. This concludes our programming for the day. Happy Sabbath. Shalom, everyone. God be, to God be the glory. Be blessed, everyone.